Good to be with you today. Thanks for joining me. Let's pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. And I want to pray today just in Thanksgiving. I want to pray in Thanksgiving for God's mercy, for the answered prayers that are being received, for his blessings in my life, and as well as for the crosses. We all have crosses, but there are opportunities for great grace, right? There are opportunities to really exercise trust and to draw closer to our Lord, to grow in holiness, to rise in our place in heaven. And I just want to pray in Thanksgiving. And so often, I petition. I really just want to thank God today. In particular, I want to send out a shout. Last night, after I got off the air, my wife and I, we went down to a shrine of St. Maximilian Kolbe, and went to confession, went to Mass. Boy, I got stopped by a beautiful family, and just want to say hello to them. It was good to see them. I was all unshaven and disheveled. It's always humbling to get caught like that, but it's good to say hello to familiar faces. Also, I want to pray for you, my producer, Maggie, and I want to pray in particular with Beth today, who joins me. She's got some intentions she wants us to pray for. Beth, good afternoon.
Thanks, Drew. I just want to pray for a friend of mine who she recently moved across the country, and it's just been a really difficult transition for her, and so just prayers for Allie.
All right, I'm going to pray for her. I'm going to pray for a buddy of mine, too, who is having some heart issues, and he had several appointments today. And, Doug, we're praying for you. I hope those appointments went well, and just praying that God will resolve those situations for you. So anyone who has cardiac issues, any heart problems, coronary issues, I just want to bring them to the Lord today, too, and ask the Lord to heal not just the physical heart, but those wounds of the heart. Maybe you're suffering a heartbreak. Maybe you're mourning the loss of somebody you love. Maybe there's some deep scars. We'll ask God to reach the heart and to heal it in many ways. I got an email from this person who says, look, I've been praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet for several years now. I'm in Ohio. 3:00, I began praying it with you an hour later. This past Monday, the weather forecast in our area predicted severe storms with heavy rain and high tornado-like winds. This, however, there was a chance the storm would go south. Naturally, my daily and Divine Mercy prayers for that day were to be spared from severe weather and that the storm would die out. Well, shortly after midnight, there was an extremely loud clap of thunder. Lightning flashed across the sky, followed by a downpour of rain. I thought, uh-oh, here it comes. Within a few moments, everything was over. The storm had missed us. My sleepless night, worrying the approaching storm, turned into a sleepless night of thanking God for his protection. And I love that because, you know, weather is one of those things that St. Faustina used. She would pray for rain and she'd pray against storms through the chaplet. And I wrote in my book a story of a woman. I think I put it in my book. There was a woman who wrote to me one day who told me about a tornado that was racing through their community, and she didn't have time to get out. And she remembered the promise of St. Faustina for those who honor the Divine Mercy. She had an image of Divine Mercy, but she grabbed her beads. She jumped into her tub. She was on the second floor, and this tornado just came barreling by. And as she was praying the chaplet, right, she just heard what she thought was a freight train, things cracking and snapping, exploding, and she thought she was going to die. But she put her trust in the mercy of God. And suddenly, after what felt like an eternity, things quieted, things calmed. And she stayed in that tub. She didn't get out for a while. When she mustered enough courage to do that, she walked down the steps, threw open her door, and was shocked by what she saw. For as far as she could see, in what was about a mile swath wide and 5 miles long, there was nothing but devastation. Trees splintered like matchsticks. Homes and cars just exploded and turned asunder, you know, turned aside. It looked like a war zone. It looked like a bomb had gone off. The only place that was untouched in all of that swath of debris was her home. She was divinely protected, and she credits the Divine Mercy to that protection. I'll never forget that, and I totally believe that. We hear these stories over and over again. With this prayer comes protection. With this prayer comes healing. With this prayer come answers. So let's pray for you right now. We'll begin as we do every day in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, we'll take our first call today from Joshua. He's praying with us in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Drew. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. Hanging in there. How can we pray for you? What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to, excuse me, this is my first time live on the radio, and I'm trying to keep it short and sweet. So
that's okay.
I just
want
to say thank you for everything you do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for Relevant Radio. It's definitely brought me closer to my faith and back into the Catholic Church. I start my confirmation classes next week.
Praise God.
But of course, I'm thankful for Jesus and his mercy. But mostly, we've been blessed. My wife and I, Eliza, we've been blessed with great news that she's pregnant in 7.5 weeks.
Wow.
And I'm holding the sonogram photo right now. And, you know, I also, my ex and I, we had an abortion. And, you know, for the Lord to be so merciful to give me a second chance to redeem myself.
Yeah, we all make mistakes. Josh, we all make mistakes. I know you know that. And you're going to be a great father. I know that God has blessed you with this child. And I'm so happy for you. And your wife's name's Eliza, right? I'll put her down here on our prayer list. Have you been to confession for that abortion? I'm assuming you have.
Yes, I have, Father.
Perfect. No, I'm not a father. I'm just I'm a lay guy like you. It's good to have you. I know it's your first time calling. Let's do this. Let's pray in thanksgiving for the gift of life that God has given you. Let's pray for those who've made the mistake of having abortions, that they can find the healing that they need. And let's pray for your journey. I know God's got great things for you. You're going to be a wonderful witness. So congratulations on coming back into the church. And I'm excited to talk with you again. I appreciate the call. All right, let's pray for you right now. Lord, I give
you
Joshua. I give you Eliza, I give you that sonogram. We pray for a healthy baby. We dedicate it to your divine mercy. And I just ask that you envelop this man and his family and protect them, guide them. And he calls in prayer of thanksgiving for second chances. He calls in thanksgiving for the gift of life, for the faith. Lord, I re-echo all that too. We just thank you for your mercy. Yes, we thank you for the crosses of life. We do thank you for second chances and above all your mercy. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Kathy's praying with us in Evergreen Park, Illinois. Bye, Kathy.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my intention. I actually have three. My first one is that my children go back to church. My second one is for myself. I had a pacemaker put in, and I need that to work, and I need to lose weight. And then my third one is my sister also has a pacemaker, but she was born with a hole in her heart. She went for a procedure yesterday, and she's in the hospital now. And I need prayers for her, too, because it's pretty serious.
Yeah. Well, let's pray for her right now. We'll pray especially for her and all your intentions, especially for your weight loss and all those health-related problems. And Kathy, you're not alone. We pray for all of our children to fall in love with God, to return to the church. So many people today have left the church. And Lord, I bring you that intention first. And I just pray today by virtue of these prayers that grace flow to all of our loved ones, our sons and daughters, our spouses, our siblings, our nieces and nephews, our grandchildren, whatever the dynamic may be, whatever your relationship may be. But I ask today, Heavenly Father, that opportunity, new individuals, new circumstances. I don't know how you're going to work it out, but I just pray that new events can happen so that lives can be changed. People can come to know the beauty, the goodness, the love that you have for them. And I just pray for that. I pray also just for, again, those with heart problems, as we just heard. And Lord, just for all those who are struggling right now, I just pray for those in difficult relationships. And just lift up the intentions that we just heard from Kathy as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to Twitter next. If you don't get through on the phones, I know they can fill up quickly, and I love seeing calls from Wilmington, Delaware, from South Carolina and California and all over the country here. It's so great to have such diversity. Maggie's monitoring those Twitter intentions, and that's a great way to put them up. It's at Drew Mariani Show, at Drew Mariani Show. You can find them there. Again, I'm going on pilgrimage in October. I've been saying this for days. You can also leave those intentions at relevantradio.com/Drew. We'll take them with us there, too. All right? And if you don't make the trip, 5 seats are left on that trip, by the way, if anyone is interested. Details are at relevantradio.com/Holy Land. Maggie, what's coming in?
We've got a lot of tweets, Drew, but I want to read an email that we got first.
Sure.
This is from Greg in New York. He says, I'm asking all my family at Relevant Radio to pray for me today. Today, my 11-month-old daughter fell and hit her head really hard. I wasn't careful enough when watching her.
Oh my,
I became
Lord,
distracted
mercy.
With performing the next task I needed to do, and I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, no.
It's my fault. He says, I fear she's going to suffer head trauma and lasting complications. I ask Our Lady and the Sacred Heart of Jesus to have mercy on me and my family, to please heal her as if nothing happened. He says this is driving a wedge between me and my wife. I know all things are possible with the Lord and that His grace can overturn any obstacle. So that just broke my heart for Greg. God.
I can't imagine even being in that situation.
Yeah.
My heart breaks for him, for
yeah.
sure.
So let's lift up Greg and his little daughter. Coming in on Twitter, we've got Rosie saying, Dear Maggie and Drew and gang, please can you ask all to pray for our sister Teresa, who's in her final stage of liver disease. She is an angel, and the world needs every Teresa it can be blessed with. Please ask for a miracle healing. Marilyn wrote to us and said, I ask for prayers for a friend who's having a double mastectomy tomorrow. Peace and ability for her to offer all of her suffering for the conversion of sinners. Thank you. Carol wrote to us and said, please remember all who are suffering from pancreatic cancer, that God will heal all of them, and please pray for all of my health issues. Nothing is impossible for the Lord. VL wrote to us and said, for the healing of relationships between my children and the whole family, that we might find peace, one of my children feels like an outcast.
Wow.
And then Carolyn wrote to us and said, pray for safe delivery and healthy baby today for my son and daughter-in-law.
Man, we'll pray for all this. What was the name of the gentleman who had the accident?
Greg from New York.
Greg. All right. Okay, I said, but please continue to pray for him. I jotted his name down, too. And I pray for each of you every day. I do, in my morning prayer, my mass, and throughout the day when I spend time with the Lord and at night. And Greg, I'm going to be praying for you in a particular way. And you know, one of my very favorite, probably the, well, it's one of my favorite. I shouldn't say it's the, because there's so many great quotes out of the diary. Diary entry 1541, where the Lord just says, it pleases me to grant everything. And I share this all the time. It pleases me to grant everything that souls ask of me by saying this chaplet. I mentioned in the beginning, Faustina was able to pray the chaplet, and storms went away, and storms came when she called for them, and we've seen miracles happen time and time again. I prayed this prayer for my nephew who had head trauma. Lord, right now I pray for anyone who's had accidents, especially those who are suffering from head trauma right now. And I really ask for the protection and healing of this particular child, that there be no lasting effects from this. And I pray for the relationship that may be ruptured as a result of this, and all the intentions that Maggie has brought forward, and all those that now are united with me. We pray this chaplet with faith, with love, with confidence. We stand on that promise, Lord. Let me bring Adriana in as well. She's praying in Los Angeles and to the third deck. And hi, Adriana.
Hi, Drew. I am calling in Thanksgiving that my daughter and I are recovering from COVID a second time. Wow. And for my brother, who's currently in the hospital, we don't know what is going on with him. And for my cousins who are at this moment at the border waiting to see if they're approved for a humanitarian visa to come and see their sister, as she is in the end stage of life.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, let's lift that up. Well, thank you, Adriana. We're going to pray, one, in Thanksgiving. Today's been a day for me of just thanksgiving to God for mercy and for blessing. But we'll pray also for all those intentions you've voiced. Lord, I bring everyone who's united with me in prayer now. We stand before the foot of your cross, and we pray, eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
I pray for a buddy of mine too. Bob, I'm praying for your daughter Kathy and for your son-in-law. I got your message. Continue to pray for you. Andrew is in Montana, big sky country. Hi, Andrew. Good afternoon.
Hi. I'd like to pray for my dad, who's an alcoholic, and for my friend who has this disease where his own body's eating away his own cartilage.
Oh, how horrible. Well, Andrew, let me just tell you, we share a name, don't we? My father, too, suffered from alcoholism. How old are you now? You're a teenager now?
I'm 13.
You're 13. I want to tell you, I know exactly where you are, and I want you to know that your prayers are exceptionally powerful, and I'm so glad you got through today, because our spiritual family here is going to be praying for your dad, and they're going to be praying for you. My father was miraculously liberated from his addiction, completely healed. It took a while, right? It didn't happen overnight. So you just keep praying for your dad, okay? You keep praying for him, and I believe that God God will hear these prayers. The Lord, he rejoices when souls ask for much. I know addiction seems impossible, but boy, when we, anything's possible, Scripture tells us in Mark 9, right? For those who believe. Lord, I believe. I pray for Andrew. My heart goes out to this young man. I know what it's like to be a teenager and have a father that suffered with addiction. And I can testify to the power of prayer, to the power of sacrifice of my mother and my family. My father was free from his addiction for at least 15, 20 years of the remainder of his life, and I was with him the night that he received that miraculous healing. And God allowed me to experience that and to see it so I could speak to those of you who have loved ones with addiction. That addiction is not bigger than God. It's not stronger than God. That God can break those chains. He can release that person. He can allow them to have a new beginning and a new life. And you need to hear that today. So today, let's pray. Let's pray for those healings, okay? We'll pray for the physical healings Andrew asked for, but especially for all who are dealing with addiction. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Our next call comes from Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Mary. Good to have you with me today.
Hi. Hi, thank you, Drew. I want to pray for my husband who lost his wallet and then missed his flight and that he doesn't get in trouble with work and so that he can please find his wallet. It's been missing all day and we've looked everywhere. And just to offer up our sufferings for conversion of sinners.
Such a beautiful prayer. Thank you for that, Mary. And we're going to pray that that's found. All right? So you hang in there. I love her prayer, too, praying for the conversion of sinners. Our Lady of Fatima said that souls go to hell. So many souls go to hell because there's no one to offer sacrifice for them. So if you're suffering a headache now or arthritis or you lost your wallet or you're late for that meeting, whatever it might be, offer it all up. Sacrifice, right? Sacrifice. Add it to your prayer. It amplifies the power of your prayer. But Mary, I remember my daughter who was in the Marines, and I shared this story in the past. I don't know if I've wrote about it, but I know I shared it on the air, where she lost her military ID, and she had to make a flight out of Okinawa in order to, she only had minutes to go, and they tore the whole room apart. She couldn't find it. I remember calling me on the air, and we prayed the chaplain. And she found that license in a place that would never be found. It had slipped into the piece of metal that connected the beds together, and it was barely visible. Only by a glint of light was she able to identify it and find it, and she was able to make her flight and not get in trouble with command. But I want to pray now. Lord, I pray for that wallet. Let this be just another testimony of the power of this prayer. I know you answer big, big things. You also answer those small things. No prayer is too large or too small. So I pray that this man not be in trouble with his superiors, and I especially pray for the return of that lost wallet in this case, those lost keys, those lost documents, those items that so many people are now praying for. And let me add to this last decade as well. We'll take Amelia. She's listening in San Jose, California. Hi, Amelia.
Hi, Drew, Maggie, and your staff. Thank you so much. I've been worried about my husband. I've called before. I've been with you. He has Gulf War syndrome, and it seems like there's medical, conditions being developed. And we're very concerned about a protein in his blood that could mean maybe cancer or what have you. Been praying, been worried. He had a bone marrow biopsy. So long story short, seems like everything's good.
I remember you calling before. Your son struggled with alcoholism, right? Am I correct on that? Am I recalling that right? Or
Right. And it continues. Need prayers for him too. Yes.
Well, let's do it right now. We'll pray for your husband. We're going to pray for your son. I'm going to pray today, Lord, that the beginning, it's a new day for those with addiction. And sometimes we have to hit rock bottom first. Sometimes it's going to be darker before the dawn. Yeah, sometimes somebody's got to hit a rock bottom. So maybe things are going to get worse as a result of these prayers. But you got to believe that God will hear these prayers And that as a result of that, they're going to stand on their feet and find a new beginning. Lord, I give you all these intentions that are coming in. The lines are full. I give you Mark and Kim and Barbara and Denise and Steve and Suzanne and Novia and Terry and Cindy and Mary and all who are on hold, all those who are writing and all those united with me in prayer. You know our needs. You know our hearts. You know, you have a divine will for us. You have a plan. May we be faithful to your plan, embracing our crosses. And I pray that we see the tangible, visible results of these prayers. As we give you our hearts and pray, eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
St. Joseph,
pray for us.
St. Faustina,
pray for us.
St. John Paul II,
pray for us.
St. Peregrine,
pray for us.
St. Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
St. Anthony of Padua, patron of lost things,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you for praying with me. I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to share with you a conversation I had with my daughter. Five seats remain on that trip to the Holy Land. I thought I'd revisit her experience. I think you're going to love this. Stay with me.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the relevant radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, thanks for joining me. It is a delight. That bumper makes me think of the Middle East. I'm heading to Israel, as you know. You probably hear the spots running across the network, and I'm really grateful for the privilege and the opportunity to do that. It's been years since I went to the Holy Land. It's an extraordinary place. It's an anointed place. You know, it's where the blood of Jesus Christ poured from his body and soaked that soil, making it, I think, the holiest place on the planet, right? And it's where you and I became sons and daughters of God, where the gates of heaven were thrown open, where sin was defeated, where miracles took place. Just as a side note, and I know you're busy, but just send yourself a quick reminder on your phone or set yourself a note to make sure you send me your prayer intentions. And maybe they're for your son or daughter. Maybe they are for your spouse. Maybe they're for your failing business or for that financial debt. Maybe you need a miracle. Look, we pray every day together, you know, at the top of this hour. And the fruit of the chaplet is just super abundant. I mean, there's so many answered prayers that come in, and some of them are super dramatic. Some show how God works in other ways, you know, and sometimes they take time. Sometimes answered prayers are incremental. But I think intercession is so powerful. And I really want to intercede for you. It's a privilege for me. It's a grace. Because when I pray for you, it's like praying for myself. It's an act of charity. It's an act of mercy. And I know God gives back to me. If you want to leave me your prayer intention, all you have got to do is go to relevantradio.com/Drew. Bring it to my webpage. You're going to see a bunch of podcasts. Check them out. Listen to whatever you might have missed, whatever you want to revisit, share them with others. But if you scroll past that, you'll see information about the trip, I think. I got to go to the website, actually. But I was there a couple days ago, and I saw the petition, you know, form. Just put your name in and then put your prayer intentions there. I'll keep your name anonymous always. But if there's specific intentions you want personal prayer for, especially in the Holy Land, I'd love to do that for you. So it's relevantradio.com/Drew. Relevantradio.com/Drew. Go there. Do it now. It's free. Costs you nothing. But I'll pray for your marriage, as I often say at Cana, where Christ performed his first, you know, public miracle. I'll pray for your finances, you know, and I'll pray for your health, and I'll pray for, you know, conversion, and I'll pray for those addictions. We'll pray for that healing. And there's so many different places where Christ really worked in a powerful way, you know. I think great places to intercede. Of course, I'll be with other people. I'm sure they're going to be praying as well. But we'll have Mass every day and the rosary, and it's for you. And why do I do this? I think of the power of intercession. Just a quick note. I think it's Luke 22, where, you know, that scripture verse where it says, you know, but I've prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you've turned back, strengthen your brothers. You know, from the days of Moses all the way through the early church, even today, you know, the prayer of intercession, it's at the heart of Christian life. It's what we're called to do. You know, I ask you for your prayers. I ask you to intercede for me. We pray because we know that through us, the Spirit of God can move, right? He can accomplish things that when we pray for those in need, it's an act of mercy. When we pray for those who can't pray for themselves, you know, it's an act of love and an act of mercy for them. There's times where, yeah, I've been there. I've been in situations where I just can't really pray. It's hard, right? And that's when I need your prayers. I remember a man whose father was dying, and he was at his bedside. It was 3 a.m, and he said, "Drew, I just could not pray for my dad. He's dying. He needs my prayers more than ever. I couldn't pray." So what did I do? I went to the Relevant Radio app, and I put the Chapel of Divine Mercy on. And I knew others were praying for him. So it's our duty to strengthen and support the body of Christ. That's what it's all about. You know, 1 Corinthians 12 tells us that if one part of our body hurts, then we hurt all over, right? If one part of our body is honored, the whole body is honored. That's the heart of prayer. That's the power of the intercession, of you and I praying for one another, asking God for his grace, for his mercy to intervene in a particular situation. You know, it's often prayed for others, right? I think there's something even better praying for others, you know, than even for your own needs. And I pray for my own needs, but I just think that there's something that God delights in, you know, when we show mercy and love and charity and generosity like that, you know. Catechism of the Catholic Church. I often say you need a Bible and a catechism, those two books on your bookshelf for sure, right? The Catechism, it's Catechism 2634, says that intercession is a prayer of petition which leads us to pray as Jesus did. You know, he is the one intercessor with the Father on behalf of man. Christ prayed on behalf of his apostles. He prayed for those who persecuted him. Let's pray, all right? We'll pray for each other, and I will pray for you. I'm going to take those intentions with you. I'll take them overseas and pray for you in a special way. In fact, I'll share with you maybe in just a few moments a story that just came to mind about a priest who was on an airline. He was on an airplane one day, and he was praying the Liturgy of the Hours. And it's a great, well, let me share it with you now. And then I want to talk to my daughter who's standing by here. And you're more than welcome to join me, too. This was an interesting story that I'd heard. There was a man, he was on this flight, right? And the guy sitting next to him saw him. And again, he was praying the Liturgy of the Hours. But the guy didn't know what that was, and he asked him what the book was. Is that a Bible? And the priest, who didn't really want to go into a long explanation, he's doing his Liturgy of the Hours, simply says, it's the Word of God. The man then asked the priest to help him understand. Well, what do you mean it's the Word of God? It turns out that this man had been a member of the Cuban armed forces, right? And he was standing guard one night when suddenly he saw a man standing in front of him surrounded by a very bright light. And again, this is atheistic Cuba, right? He's out standing guard. This man comes surrounded by this luminosity, and the man didn't say anything to him, but the guard felt a certain warmth that he'd never felt before. He felt this glow that penetrated him. And the man didn't say anything. He just stood there. And then the man in the light vanished. He was gone. Of course, the guard never dared talk to anybody about his experience. You know, he's in communist Cuba, right? They would have gotten him in trouble. They probably would have thought he was crazy. He knew that, you know, he was raised as an atheist. In Cuba, that's how you're raised. And he'd been told over and over again by the officials there, God didn't exist. You know, that religion was for old women. You know, he didn't read the Bible. You know, he didn't know anything about Jesus. He didn't know anything about the Trinity. The guy was totally clueless about the faith. The only thing he did know that his wife had been praying for him, which is something he didn't understand. He didn't really even appreciate. He thought it was kind of a waste of time. And obviously the priest now took the opportunity to evangelize this former Cuban guard. And it was a moment in time that eventually led to this man's conversion and baptism. And the point of what I'm sharing this story, I never forgot it because it highlights the power of intercessory prayer. That man's wife, even though he thought she was crazy and wasting her breath and her time and her life, her prayer brought about his salvation. It brought about his conversion. She never said a word to him. She only prayed for him. And look what happened. The Lord himself, Jesus Christ, showed up while this man was standing guard outside of a Cuban military facility, clueless as to who Jesus Christ even was. I just want to say to you, okay, really, this is important. Never underestimate the power of prayer. Never underestimate how you can touch others by your prayers, by the power of your intercession. Now, we're not going to know everything God does. We're not going to know if every prayer we utter is answered. It is, in its own way. God certainly brings good out of everything. He honors every prayer. It just doesn't mean we give up on praying, right? It means I think you pray all the more. Because we're praying in unity with the Lord, right, for his will. And I guarantee you, he will bring good out of your prayers. Send me your prayers. Now, I want to intercede for you, all right? It's an honor for me. It's a privilege for me to do that for you. RelevantRadio.com/Drew. RelevantRadio.com/Drew. Scroll down past the podcast. Give me your intentions for that conversion, for that healing, for those finances, for that child, whatever it may be. And I'll pray with you. I'll pray when I go to the Holy Land. I'm going to the Holy Land in October. It's going to be a wonderful pilgrimage. I'm very excited and very grateful to Relevant for allowing me to do this. I'm very grateful for this opportunity. And I'm grateful to pray for you. Look, I'll tell you what. I'm going to take a short pause. I'm going to ask my daughter to stay just for another minute or two. When we come back, I want to talk to her. She just got back. And I'll tell you about some of the places I'm going to pray. You get to hear from her. I always enjoy talking to Andrea Marie. All right. We're back with more right after this. And if you want to join me, feel free to dial in, share your own stories, the power of intercession and the way God has worked miracles through your own prayer. It's 888-914-9149. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forrester.
I'm just a traveler on this earth. Sure, my heart's behind the pocket of my shirt.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hello, Chris Stapleton there. Good to be back with you. Thank you for joining me. Talking a little bit today about the power of intercessory prayer and how important it is. I'm heading on pilgrimage, and I do want to pray for you and reminding you to go ahead and do that. You know, my daughter just got back from a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and I thought, well, since I'm going over there, it's been years since I've been there, I'd love to get her take on all this. You know, and if you're not familiar with pilgrimage or why people take them, I mean, they are different than just taking a trip someplace. I mean, a pilgrimage really is a source of grace. It's an opportunity to grow in faith. It's a way of even repenting or offering sacrifice, because sometimes they can be hard, but You know, scripture tells you, and they show you, you know, how the Israelites would go, you know, on pilgrimage to the city where the Ark of the Covenant was kept. They'd visit the Shrine of Bethel. Jesus went with Mary and Joseph on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. They fulfilled the law there. And over the course of time, right, over the centuries, pilgrimages have gone to many holy places. So many people have gone to Lourdes on pilgrimage seeking healing. And there's been more miraculous cures from Lourdes, France, than any other place really on the planet. But to travel to Jerusalem, where Jesus Christ himself suffered, died, and was buried, and then rose from the dead, to go where the Master himself lived, walked, and healed, and breathed, and worked his miracles, and taught, suffered, you know, there's no place like it. I think every Christian should make a visit to the Holy Land, if it's ever possible for you. It's life-changing. And the Holy Land is such an anointed place. My daughter just got back. It's always good to talk with Andrea Marie. Hey, sweetheart, thank you for joining me. Thanks for making time for us today.
You're welcome. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm excited. Look forward to my trip. I know I had spoken to you a little while ago about your own, and you said, I know you got canceled because of COVID many times. You were planning to go over, and you finally got the opportunity to go. And I just thought it'd be kind of cool to have you share a little bit of your own experience. What was it like to be there? When I first went to the Holy Land, I'll share my experience. I was disappointed, to be honest. I got over there and I thought, this isn't like what I thought it would be. I have this vision of Jesus of Nazareth, you know, the movies in my head, and the Via Della Rosa, the walkway of Christ, you know, the way to Calvary, or some of the places. The Sea of Galilee was not a giant sea like I thought. I mean, so many places that were very different, but there was a special grace and an anointing at the place, and you come back changed. What was your experience like?
Well, yeah. So just to speak to it being postponed, I was supposed to go in 2020, so we scheduled it in 2019, but due to COVID, it got pushed back like 3 times. Yep. But I think that was God's will, because I ultimately ended up being able to go during Divine Mercy Sunday and pray at the foot of the cross where Jesus was crucified, where his side was pierced, on Divine Mercy Sunday, which would never have been able to happen before. Yeah. And that was, that in and of itself was just such a gift for me, because I know how much God knows that's like my favorite feast day of the year. And it's almost as if he planned it so that I could go. So anyway, I think God does that a lot in pilgrimages where, you know, you go not really knowing what to expect, but along the way, he will do things for you, specifically for you. Like when we entered the church to have mass that Sunday, like it was in Jericho, and it was completely decked out and covered in like hundreds of red and white roses, and a giant image of the Divine Mercy image was there. And if we would have gone to anywhere else, none of those other places were decorated like that. And I also think I could speak to this pilgrimage specifically that you're talking about for your listeners, because I went on the same exact one that you're going to be going. So I went with the same pilgrimage company as well as the tour guide that you'll have. His name is George.
Yeah, he's great.
And it's different than any other pilgrimage I've also been on. I've been on 3, including Israel. But it was different because our tour guide actually lives in the place. He grew up down the street from the Holy Sepulchre. He said he was a child. He used to play hide and seek where the tomb of Jesus was, you know. And he has such a special knowledge and information and like skill set to offer all those who are going, that your experience won't be like any other that you've ever had. Even if you've been to Israel before, even if you've been on a pilgrimage before. And I also think, you know, when you go to Israel, there's a lot to take in, because you're experiencing the life of Jesus. You're experiencing where martyrs walked, where the apostles walked, where Blessed Mother, the Holy Family, right? And so there's a lot, and it's overwhelming. And sometimes it's hard to take it all in. But I think even if you go, if you've already been and you want to go again, that could even be an awesome opportunity for you, because you will be able to get to see it in a different light, because that's what a lot of the pilgrims that went with me who have already been, they said it was even better the second time, because the second time they already had this initial experience, but now they were able to actually not, you know, put the phone down, really take it in, not be so consumed with the pictures and things like that. So
So let me ask you.
Yeah, it was great.
How did it change, I guess, your view of the scriptures and even of Jesus? I guess when you go to Mass and you hear about him walking on the water in the Sea of Galilee, or how he multiplied, you know, loaves and fish, and, you know, the tomb itself, or some of these incredible places, did it change it for you? Does it deepen, you know, your own encounter now back home here? Does it bring the scripture alive? And what's your own encounter with it?
Yeah, so for me, it was life-changing for me. It not only did it change the way I viewed the life of Jesus, the way I viewed even what he looked like. Like, there's a museum about the Shroud of Turin where they have a 3D figure of what Jesus would have looked like from the shroud, like an artist created it. And you can actually see what Jesus's face would have looked like taken from the shroud, what his body, the wounds where he was pierced with the nails and the lance. So having that, being in the actual location where he, you know, wept and sweat on the rock in the Garden of Gethsemane, being in the actual location where our Blessed Mother held his dead body in her arms, and then having that piece of scripture and reading it and reading it from John, like, behold your mother, like, this is my mother. Like, it makes it so real. It transforms it, because now in my mind I have a place to go back to where before it was kind of like my own thoughts and imagination, right? We went into the pit where Jesus was held before he did the way of the cross, ultimately to Calvary and his death. And this pit where he was held, we read Psalm 88, right? And it was just like a profoundly heart-wrenching, moving experience where that psalm came to life for me in a way that scripture has never come before, because I was sitting in the exact spot where our Lord was, where he wept, where he was scared, where he felt all the emotions, where he was abandoned, reading Psalm 88, where the psalmist too feels abandoned by God. And so, yeah, I got home from the pilgrimage and I was like, Lord, like, did it really sink in? Like, am I going to remember this? And I went to Mass that next day. And I remember walking in, it was the Church of the Annunciation, and I was like, wow, I've been to the Annunciation. And in there, they have a mural of the Transfiguration. And I was like, wow, like I climbed to Mount Tabor. Like I adored our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament at the actual location of his Transfiguration. And then the scripture, the multiplication of the loaves, like I've seen that rock upon which he sat, upon which he changed five loaves and two fish into thousands and fed thousands of women and children and men. And so it is truly, it's changed me. And I believe that. And I think that God, in his kindness and mercy and goodness, has allowed me to experience this.
Yep.
And, you know, there's a lot of saints that have not been able to go to the Holy Land. Like,
that's
I was
true.
Reading the autobiography of St. Therese of Lisieux, and she got to go to Italy, and she loved experiencing that. And her father wanted to take her to Israel, the Holy Land, but instead she joined Mount Carmel. So I don't know. It's just
beautiful.
Cool that God chose me to go, you know, even among some saints weren't able to go.
Well, look, I know you do a holy hour every day. Have you done yours yet?
Not today yet.
Do me a favor. Will you pray for us here, all those who pray the chaplet with me every day, and all those who are listening right now, those who may never be able to go? I think you bring up a good point. I never thought about that. There are many saints who would love to and never have. So, but will you pray for us, Dre? I'd appreciate that, okay? I got to leave it there, though, because I'm up against the clock, and I'm grateful for you. I look forward to catching up with you soon, okay?
All right. Sounds good, Dad. Love you.
All right, baby. Love you, too. Bye. That's my daughter. I've got to leave it right here, though, because I've got to take a quick break here. Your news and headlines are coming straight up. She does a holy hour every day. And, you know, I think about the power of intercessory prayer. To be able to, I was a little bit jealous that she was there on Divine Mercy Sunday, you know, the place where Christ hung on a cross. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, of all the places to be on Divine Mercy Sunday, the graces that flew. But, you know, when we go before the Blessed Sacrament, we are there before our Lord, truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. So you may never be able to travel to a distant land, but you have Jesus truly present on the altar. And I would encourage you, if you don't, you really need to connect to the Lord. You say, wow, I'd love to do something like that. you can personally be with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, in whatever church has adoration in your community. So look into it and pray there. And when you do, say a prayer for me, all right? I'm praying for you all the time. I appreciate it. I really do. I appreciate your prayers. I can use them, and you can be assured of mine. You know, stay with me. When we come back, we'll change gears